In the first book of John, chapter 1, we find the passage, "If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another." If one word could describe the essence of the West Medford community, it is fellowship. To those who live there, the term extends beyond the conventional religious meaning. Listen as Wally Counts, Marilyn Smith, and Mrs. Catherine Smith discuss memories of fellowship and what the word means to them.
The fellowship is socializing, I feel. Well, it would be the same thing as you all use as hanging out.
This is known as the flats. Got a little history there.
The flats.
I want to say this is in non-debit. This is where guys would come and have a sip of beer, have a glass of wine, you know, and just fellowship on their own. Remind me from the little store, what was there?
It was a candy store.
It was where we would come in after high school to school and fellowship with us. And they had a jukebox in there. He sold ice cream.
Everything.
Popcorn, yeah. Okay. It wasn't the cleanest place. You know, we didn't know any different.
There was a strong spiritual fellowship that really kept the families here in close communication. A lot of honesty as well.
Easter Sunday, I remember we would get up at 5 o'clock, go down to the park, and we would have what they call the sunrise service, where we would fellowship down at the park by the river, and then we would come back to the church for the baptism, and we would fellowship at the breakfast.
Fellowship. You fellowship with people. You show them friendship, acceptance, spending time with them. And that's all it is. You go to church for fellowship, for friendship, for support, you know, emotional support. And maybe mine is different from the dictionary, but at least that's what it means to me. That's what it means, you know, that's what I would expect it to mean. Anytime you take time out to be nice to somebody, and it doesn't just have to be through worship, but it's just extending a hand in friendship.